Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, everybody. You know, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth this morning, you know, as we are about to celebrate Christmas, and in fact, we are living in the Christmas days, and if you are a true follower of Jesus Christ, you know, we have a Christmas every day, praise God. But as we living in these days, our country is facing a lot of problems, a lot of political problems, a lot of financial problems, a lot of physical problems, emotional problems. But praise God, in the midst of all those problems, we still have a hope in Jesus Christ, and He is with us, and He said that I will not leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you forever. So praise God. You know, and for last few days, as I was, you know, as we have our Zoom meeting almost every day, and we are praying for United States of America, and we are asking the Lord that He will intervene in this country and bring His righteousness, bring His justice, that the people to be delivered, people to be set free, and the wicked to be removed from their position, place, and power, and God will raise the righteous government in this land. So we are praying for that. So praise God. And we're going to be, in fact, as I was sharing that, you know, for the last few days, God start placing upon my heart that, you know, we should fast like Esther, the way Esther in the book of Esther fasted for 3 days, no food, no water, 3 days and three nights, no food, no water. If you can go without water, great. If not, you know, you can go without food. So, but, you know, just drink water in those 3 days. And we're going to believe, just like Esther and the Jewish people, when they were facing that difficult time, when, you know, Haman made that plot against the Jewish people that they will be killed, annihilated, destroyed. So we should know that the plan has been made against the Christians, plan has made against the conservatives in this land. And this is a time for us to wake up and pray and seek God, just the way Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles in chapter 20, he said, you know, oh Lord, we have no power against this vast army, the vast mob which is coming against us, but our eyes are upon you. So praise God. So this is the most important thing, that we have to put our eyes on Jesus Christ. And also God, you know, placed upon my heart a few days ago. In fact, last week, it was placed upon my heart that, you know, the 2021, you know, is going to be a year of blessings for those who are following Jesus Christ with all of their heart, mind, soul, and strength. But remember, the first couple months going to be very difficult from January. January is going to be a very difficult month. February is going to be difficult. March is going to be difficult. So, you know, just like when the plane is taking off, especially in Denver, you know, there's a lot of turbulence here, you know, and you know, we have to put our seat belts, you know, and remember. Yeah. But, you know, after April, you know, the ride will be smooth. So praise God, glory to Jesus. And this is exactly what is going to be taking place in this coming year in 2021. So I want to read this Psalm 21. And God placed upon my heart that this Psalm 21 is Psalm for 2021. So let's read that. Here it says, "The king will rejoice in your strength, Lord, and how greatly he will rejoice enthusiastically in your salvation." I have explained in my previous messages that we are the kings. Praise God. We are kings. You know, as we read in, you know, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 and 10, it talks about that we are the royal priesthood. We are the kings and royal. So praise God. Hallelujah. So we are kings in the name of Jesus Christ. So what you have to do, please speak this psalm for you and for your family. Just like that, you are prophesying this psalm over your life. You are prophesying, you know, this psalm over your family. You are prophesying this psalm over the fellow brothers and sisters, the Christian brothers and sisters. We must prophesy this psalm over our President Donald Trump in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You know, every one of you, I will ask you to please do that. That'll be very much appreciated. Every day, say it, you know, say it loudly, say it, speak it, you know, like get up early in the morning and say this psalm over your family, over our president, over the justice system, you know, over the righteous people that, you know, God will do this thing. Here we go. You have given him his heart's desire. What is your heart's desire? What is my heart's desire? You know, God is going to give us the heart desire, and our heart desire is justice and righteousness to prevail in this land in the name of Jesus. You have given him his heart's desire and have not withheld the request of his lips, Selah. So praise God. So we have prayed, and we're going to constantly pray, and we believe that in 2021, we're going to see the answer of those prayers. Praise God. Glory to Jesus. And next is, for you meet him with the blessing of goodness. Praise God. You set a crown of pure gold on his head. Glory to Jesus. Blessing and prosperity is on our way. God is going to turn the tide. God is going to turn the table in our favor. He's going to lay table before us in the presence of our enemy, just the way it happened, you know, in the time of Moses. How God brought the wealth of the wicked to the righteous. So God is going to bring the wealth of the wicked to righteous. Praise God. And God is going to bless us in these last days. Praise God. Glory to Jesus. He asked life of you and you give it to him. Length of days forever and ever. Praise God. We're not going to die, but we're going to live and proclaim the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. That's what's going to happen. So do not be afraid that you're going to die. Don't ever, you know, believe that you're going to die. Believe for life. You know, believe that you're going to live. Believe and say it and shout it over your life and say it. I am not going to die with this virus. I am not going to die with any disease. I'm going to live, and I'm going to, you know, proclaim the works of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Praise God. Hallelujah. That is very, very important, my dear brothers and sisters. So please, please do this. Start living. Start living the way God tells us to live. The word of God says, I will not die but live and proclaim the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Here we go. His glory is great in your salvation. You have laid honor and majesty upon him. So God is going to bless us. He's going to remove all the reproach and shame from our lives, and he's going to bless us. Hallelujah. For you have made him most blessed forever. We're going to be so, so blessed. Believe me, believe in the word of God. Believe in the word of God. If you don't want to believe me, believe in the word of God, because the word of God says so. You have made him exceedingly glad with your presence. So how his presence can come in our lives? By praying and reading God's word. So pray and read God's word. For the king, trust in the Lord. We trust in the Lord. And through the loving kindness of the Most High, he will not be moved. We will not be moved. We will not be shaken. We are standing on the rock, which is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Your hand will find out all your enemies. So we just want to tell the Christians, we just want to tell our president, your hand will find out all your enemies. Your right hand will find out those who hate you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because God is going to fight on our behalf. Just the way David said, this is not his battle. Battle belongs to the Lord, and he will fight for us. So praise God. Glory to Jesus. He will fight for us. Hallelujah. That is very, very important, my brothers and sisters. You know, battle belongs to the Lord. You know, today it may be like we are facing a Goliath. You know, today, just like the Jehoshaphat was facing three armies, Moabites, Ammonites, and people of Mount Seir. But God fought on behalf of, Jehoshaphat. God fought, you know, behalf of David. So praise God. But we have to do our part. You know what Jehoshaphat did? They called for fast and pray and start praising and worshiping. What David did, he went before the Goliath. He just threw the stone. You know, how come, you know, with a little stone, a Goliath can be killed? But it was not that stone. It was God who was bringing Goliath down through that stone, because we have to do our part. Praise God. And how this happened in the life of Esther. Esther did the fast, but God brought the favor to Esther and the Jewish people. And the plan which were made against the Jewish people and God's people, it was changed. Praise God. And this is what is going to happen. And that is something I want to encourage you, my brothers and sisters. Don't be discouraged and join with us. Because we're going to be fasting and praying, you know, 29th, 30th, 31st, you know, so, you know, we're going to fast and pray for this nation. We're going to fast and pray for our families. We're going to fast and pray for our loved one. We're going to fast and pray for our president. We're going to fast and pray for our justice system here in the United States of America. This is what's going to happen. And we are actually doing, this is the plan is a little bit changed, because I know that in these Christmas days, everybody is busy in the evenings. So we only going to have a morning meeting from 5 to 7 every day on Zoom. And you can even join with us via telephone line, you know, on Zoom. So we will have 5 to 7 every day. Praise God. Not evening meeting anymore. Praise God. So glory to Jesus. But we want you to join with us. And let's pray together. Pray together. Because the Bible tells us that one can cause 1,000 to flee and 2 can cause 10,000 to flee. And the Bible says, when 2 shall be agree on earth, for anything will be done from a Father for them from heaven. So let's come in an agreement. Let's come in an agreement for yourself, for your wife, for your children, for your friends, for your neighbors, for this nation, for coming generation, for our children and their children. And this is the time for us to stand up and wake up and fight in the name of Jesus Christ, because battles are not going to be won without fighting. We must fight. And this fight is between good and evil. This fight is between God and Satan. And we as Christians are called to fight. Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 and 10 up all the way to the 18. Put on the armors of God. You know, be strong in the Lord, power of his might. So we have to be strong in the Lord, power of his might. This is a time for us to wake up. This is a time to put on the armors of God. This is a time to go in the battlefield. This is a time to raise our swords against the devil and his demons. And devil is defeated in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And that's what we're going to see in the coming days. Praise God. Hallelujah. Devil may be laughing at us, but we want to tell you, you know, devil, you are defeated. You are defeated in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. We are more than conqueror through Christ Jesus, who loved us. Greater is he who is in us than that who is in the world. Praise God. Hallelujah. We give glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. And here we go. He says, your hand will find out all your enemies. Your right hand will find out those who hate you. You will make them like a fiery oven. In the time of your anger, that's what God is going to do. Praise God. The Lord will swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire will devour them. You will destroy their fruit. You know what is going to happen? I believe when we will fast and pray, it's not going to be just another 4 more years. It's going to be God is going to extend his time of peace. Maybe, you know, 10 years, maybe 20 years, maybe 30 years. I can believe that he is going to extend that time for a long, long time that we could preach the gospel to the nations, the world. This is a time for us to get up and pray and fast and seek God's word and seek God's face. Hallelujah. God is going to give us another chance. Praise God. God is going to give another chance to the United States of America. God is going to give us another chance to you and me. So this is the time for us to wake up. This is the time for us to stand up and put on the armor of God and be on our knees. Be strong in the Lord and power of his might. Hallelujah. Oh, we just praise you, Jesus. And God is going to remove those wicked people from their place, position, or power. This is what God is going to do. Not only them, but their children. Hallelujah. You know, a couple of years ago, God told me about a family. You know, God said, you know, the B family, you know, from Texas, you know, they have been in the government before. God said, they will not be anymore in the government. They are detestful before me. They are abomination before me. They have done so much evil. I'm going to remove them from their position, place, and power permanently. None of them will be in the power again. And I can see, you know, they have gone. Praise God. Hallelujah. And God is going to do the same for those, you know, those who are doing the wicked things. So just believe the great mighty things. The B family is gone, and all those others gonna be gone too. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is gonna raise the righteous just the way God said, you know, I'm gonna raise my righteous king. Praise God. He's gonna do those things. Hallelujah. That's what's going to happen. So praise God. You will destroy the fruit from the earth and the seed from among the children of men. For they intended evil against you. They intended evil. They imagined an evil plan, which they are not able to do. They have imagined the evil plan, but God is not going to allow that happen in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, we praise you, we praise you, we praise you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. And here we go. Hallelujah. Therefore, you will make them turn their back. They will flee before you. Bible tells us, you know what's going to happen. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 7, your enemies will come in a one way to attack against you, but they will flee before you into 7 directions in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. We're going to believe that our enemies going to be defeated, utterly defeated. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. The enemies of God. You know who are the enemies of God? Those who don't follow the word of God. And we must understand. We must understand. This is very, very important. Because, you know, we love our enemies. We are praying for them that they will come to know Jesus Christ to be their Lord and Savior. But this is a time also for the righteousness and the justice to be done. Because we don't want this country to be destroyed. And we want that God will fight on our behalf. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to fight this battle, not against people. Remember, we're not fighting against people. But Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers, the doctors of wicked spirits in the heavenly places. So we are not fighting against any person. We are fighting against the devil and his demons, those who are working in those people. Once those demons are casted out, those people will be free and deliver, and they will repent from their sins, and they will not be doing those things again. So praise God. The Bible said, therefore, you will make them turn their back. You will make ready your arrows upon your strings against their faces. Be exalted, Lord, in your own strength. So we will sing and praise your power. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. And this is the message which God placed upon my heart. And we're going to read the book of Esther today. I know all of us are going to read the book of Esther. Those who are joining us, I will encourage you to please join with us to read the book of Esther. Because and we believe that is going to be taking place in 2021. God is going to change everything, you know, which Satan and his demon has brought against us. And we going to see just the way, you know, Xerxes, the king Xerxes said about Haman, the gallows. You know, he had made for Mordecai, you know, he will be hanged on the same gallows. Praise God. And that's what's going to happen. So let's believe, you know, for the greater mighty things, because God is going to do those greater mighty things on our behalf. But we have a job, and our job is to seek him very earnestly. So Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, if my people, those who are called by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn away from the wicked ways, I will hear them from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. I know that none of you are happy with 2020. You know, I can tell you, you know, 2020, you know, it was a very difficult year. It's still, you know, it's going on very difficult. So many restrictions, so many, you know, almost every one of us have been affected in one way or the other. Some of us have been affected physically. Some of us have been affected financially. Almost, you know, everyone is affected financially and emotionally. All of us have been affected emotionally and financially, you know, and some of you have been affected now physically too. But God is saying no more. Enough is enough. Praise God. And God is going to fight. When he will fight? When we will fight on our knees. God will fight with his weapons, but we will fight on our knees. Praise God. Because once we will on our knees, we're not going to fall down. So praise God. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. So we're going to read the book of Esther together. And we're going to believe that that is what's going to happen. So we have a YouTube channel. By the way, you can watch us live. Because there is no way that I can, you know, broadcast this from Zoom meeting simultaneously. YouTube and Facebook Live, but if you want to watch us, who's on the Zoom meeting, you and watch our faces, you can do that. But on Facebook, the problem is you only can see my face, but you will be able to hear the voice of other person, but not you will not be able to see their faces. So I will request you, so please, you know, go on YouTube live. You know, my YouTube name is Praying for the World. Praying for the World. And also / Pastor Michael Massey. So you can see that, you know, you can see that over there. So this way you can see all the faces and join with us. So let's start reading the book of Esther today. The book of Esther. I will ask Brother David Carter from Minnesota. Brother David, you know, please read at least 3 chapters today. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Okay. Book of Esther, chapter 1. Now it came to pass in the days of Ahasuerus, which reigned from India even to Ethiopia, over 127 provinces, that in those days when the king Ahasuerus sat on the throne of his kingdom, which was in Shushan the palace, in the 3rd year of his reign, he made a feast to all his princes and his servants, the power of Persia and Media, the nobles and princes of the provinces being before him. When he showed the riches of his glorious kingdom and the honor of his excellent majesty many days, even 180 days. And when these days were expired, the king made a feast to all the people that were present in Shushan the palace, both to the great and small, 7 days in the court of the garden of the king's palace, where were white, green, and blue hangings fastened with cords of fine linen and purple to silver rings and pillars of marble. The beds were of gold and silver upon a pavement of red and blue and white and black marble. And they gave them drink in vessels of gold, the vessels being diverse one from another, and royal wine in abundance according to the state of the king. The drinking was according to the law. None did compel, for so the king had appointed to all the officers of his house, that they should do according to every man's pleasure. Also Vashti the queen made a feast for the women in the royal house which belonged to King Ahasuerus. On the 7th day, when the heart of the king was merry with wine, he commanded Mehuman, Biztha, Harbona, Bigtha, and Abagtha, Zethar, and Carcass, the 7 chamberlains that served in the presence of Ahasuerus the king, to bring Vashti the queen before the king with the crown royal, to show the people and princes her beauty, for she was fair to look on. But the queen Vashti refused to come at the king's commandment by his chamberlains. Therefore was the king very wroth, and his anger burned in him. Then the king said to the wise men, which knew the times, for so was the king's manner towards all that knew law and judgment. And next to him was Karshina, Shethar, Admatha, Tarshish, Meres, Marcina, and Memucan, the 7 princes of Persia and Media, which saw the king's face, and which sat the first in the kingdom. What shall we do to the queen Vashti according to law, because she has not performed the commandment of the king Ahasuerus by the chamberlains? And Memucan answered before the king and princes, Vashti the queen has not done wrong to the king only, but also to all the princes and to all the people that are in the provinces of the king Ahasuerus. For this deed of the queen shall come abroad to all women, so that they shall despise their husbands in their eyes when it shall be reported. The king Ahasuerus commanded Vashti the queen to be brought in before him, but she came not. Likewise shall the ladies of Persia and Media say this day to all the king's princes, which have heard of the deed of the queen. Thus shall there arise too much contempt and wrath. If it please the king, let there go a royal commandment from him, let it be written among the laws of the Persians and the Medes, that it not be altered, that Vashti come no more before King Ahasuerus. Let the king give her royal estate to another that is better than she. And when the king's decree which he shall make shall be published throughout all his empire, for it is great, all the wives shall give to their husbands honor, both to great and small. And the saying pleased the king and the princes, and the king did according to the word of Memucan, for he sent letters into all the king's provinces, into every province according to the writing thereof, and to every people after their language, that every man should bear rule in his own house, and that it shall be published according to the language of every people. Chapter 2.
Yeah, hold on a second. You know, here we see the prideful people, like Queen Vashti. She was prideful. She didn't obey the king. and she was removed from her position, place, and power. Amen? So Amen. Whoever will not obey the King, Jesus Christ, the God of heaven, will be removed from their position, place, and power. Amen? So remember, you know, abortion is a murder. Remember, you know, homosexuality is abomination before God. And any government or any leader who is pro-abortion, pro-homosexuality, pro-all evil, all sin is going to be removed. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare a decree. And this nation will be a righteous nation. Amen. Go ahead, second chapter.
Chapter 2. After these things, when the wrath of King Ahasuerus was appeased, he remembered Vashti and what she had done and was decreed against her. Then said the king's servants that ministered to him, "Let there be fair young virgins sought for the king, and let the king appoint officers in all the provinces of his kingdom, that they may gather together all the fair young virgins to Shushan the palace, to the house of the women, to the custody of Hegai, the king's chamberlain, keeper of the women, and let their things for purification be given them. Let the maiden which pleases the king be queen instead of Vashti." And the thing pleased the king, and he did so. Now in Shushan the palace there was a certain Jew whose name was Mordecai, the son of Jair, the son of Shimei, the son of Kish, a Benjamite, who had been carried away from Jerusalem with the captivity which had been carried away with Jeconiah, king of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away. And he brought up Hadassah, that is Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she had neither father nor mother, and the maid was fair and beautiful, whom Mordecai, when her father and mother were dead, took for his own daughter. So it came to pass, when the king's commandment and his decree was heard, and when many maidens were gathered together to Shushan the palace, to the custody of Hegai, that Esther was brought also to the king's house, to the custody of Hegai, keeper of the women. And the maiden pleased him, and she obtained kindness of him, and he speedily gave her her things for purification, with such things as belonged to her, and seven maidens, which were meet to be given her out of the king's house. And he preferred her and her maids to the best place of the house of the women. Esther had not showed her people nor her kindred, for Mordecai had charged her that she should not show it. And Mordecai walked every day before the court of the women's house to know how Esther did and what should become of her. Now when every maid's turn was come to go to King Ahasuerus, after that she had been 12 months according to the manner of the women, for so were the days of their purification accomplished, to wit, 6 months with oil of myrrh, and 6 months with sweet odors, and with other things for the purifying of the women. Then thus came every maiden to the king, whatsoever she desired was given her to go with her out of the house of the women to the king's house. In the evening she went, and on the morrow she returned into the second house of the women, to the custody of Shashgaz, the king's chamberlain, which kept the concubines. She came into the king no more, except the king delighted in her, and that she were called by name. Now when the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, was come to go into the king, she required nothing but what Hegai, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women, appointed. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her. So Esther was taken to King Ahasuerus into his royal house in the 10th month, which is the month Tebeth, in the 7th year of his reign. And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. Then the king made a great feast to all his princes and his servants, even Esther's feast, and he made a release to the provinces, and gave gifts according to the state of the king. And when the virgins were gathered together the second time, then Mordecai sat in the king's gate. Esther had not yet showed her kindred nor her people, as Mordecai had charged her. For Esther did the commandment of Mordecai, like as when she was brought up with him. In those days, while Mordecai sat in the king's gate, two of the king's chamberlains, Bigthan and Teresh, of those who kept the door, were wroth and sought to lay hands on the king Ahasuerus. And the thing was known to Mordecai, who told it to Esther the queen, and Esther certified the king thereof in Mordecai's name. and when inquisition was made of the matter, it was found out. Therefore, they were both hanged on a tree, and it was written in the book of the Chronicles before the king.
Amen. So we see here in this chapter, who was picked up? Virgins. Virgins mean purity, holiness. So, and if this is what God really wants from us, to be holy, you know, because Bible says, be holy as I am holy. And once we will be virgins, mean holy, I'm not talking about the other virginity. I'm talking about to be holy, to be according to God's word. So that's what God really wants from us, to be holy. And once we will be holy, we will be brought in the presence of God, praise God, and we will be given a favor, and we will be given that position. So praise God. Hallelujah. Chapter 3. Go ahead, brother.
Chapter 3. After these things did King Ahasuerus promote Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, and advanced him, and set his seat above all the princes that were with him. And all the king's servants that were in the king's gate bowed and reverenced Haman, for the king had so commanded concerning him. But Mordecai bowed not, nor did he reverence. Then the king's servants, which were in the king's gate, said to Mordecai, why do you transgress the king's commandment? Now it came to pass, when they spoke daily to him, and he hearkened not to them, that they told Haman to see whether Mordecai's matters would stand, for he had told them that he was a Jew. And when Haman saw that Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence, then was Haman full of wrath. And he thought scorn to lay hands on Mordecai alone, for they had shown him the people of Mordecai. Therefore Haman sought to destroy all the Jews that were throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus, even the people of Mordecai. In the first month, that is the month Nisan, in the 12th year of King Ahasuerus, they cast Pur, that is the lot, before Haman from day to day, and from month to month, to the 12th month, that is the month Adar. And Haman said to King Ahasuerus, there is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among your people in all the provinces of your kingdom, and their laws are diverse from all people, neither keep they the king's laws. Therefore it is not for the king's profit to suffer them. If it please the king, let it be written that they may be destroyed, and I will pay 10,000 talents of silver to the hands of those that have the charge to the business, to bring it to the king's treasuries.
And the king, let me share something with you. Here we see this government is got infiltrated in this book we read. You know how this Haman, he is the great son of the king, you know, to whom King Saul did not kill. God told, go and kill all the Amalekites. But what happened? King Saul did not kill. And then he brought the sheep and goats and, you know, good stuff there. And Samuel went and rebuked the king Saul, because King Saul was not God's choice. King Saul was people's choice. So that's what happened. He did not obey God. And then we see, this is very, very interesting, you know, because Saul did not kill this guy. And out of that king, this guy was born, and this guy became a problem for the Jewish people in future. That's what happened. But thank God, David also did not kill someone. You know, there was a Shimite, you know, from the Benjamin, tribe of Benjamin. And what happened when David was removed from his palace, and this guy was throwing stone and cursing David, and Abishai said, oh, king, give me order. I'm going to go and kill this man. He said, no. Let God see this thing. Praise God. So there's a time for us to do something, and there's a time for us not to do. Amen? So praise God. You know, what Saul's supposed to do, he did not do. And what David, Abishai said, go ahead, do it. But he did not do, because God doesn't want that thing to happen. And out of that man's children, the Mordecai came. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, this is so powerful. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. If there's a Haman, but remember, there is a Mordecai also. Hallelujah. If Satan has his Hamans there, but God have, you know, protected and placed a Mordecai, glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. So praise God. Hallelujah. Don't worry. You know, we are facing Haman today, but thank God we have the Mordecai. And a lot of Mordecai is here. Praise God. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Go ahead, Brother Reed.
Chapter 3, verse 10. And the king took his ring from his hand and gave it to Haman, the son of Hammedatha the Agagite, the Jews' enemy. And the king said to Haman, the silver is given to you, the people also, to do with them as it seems good to you. Then were the king's scribes called on the 13th day of the first month, and there was written according to all that Haman had commanded to the king's lieutenants.
Please stop it. One more thing. I forgot what happened. He gave the money. The money was given. You know, he said, okay, I'm going to give the money. You know, I'm going to pour the money into the treasury. Exactly. This is happening. This country has been infiltrated. The money is given to the government leaders. The money is given to the governors. Money is given to the political leaders. What they should do, they should destroy this nation. They should destroy the conservative. They should destroy this land. So remember, this is exactly, you know, Haman did. And today the Haman is doing exactly the same thing. But thank God for the Mordecai. The plot is exposed. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus.
Verse 12. Then were the king's scribes called on the 13th day of the first month, and there was written according to all that Haman had commanded to the king's lieutenants and to the governors that were over every province and to the rulers of every people of every province according to the writing thereof and to every people after their language. The name of King Ahasuerus was it written and sealed with the king's ring. And letters were sent by posts into all the king's provinces to destroy, to kill, and to cause to perish all Jews, both young and old, little children and women, in one day, even upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month Adar, and to take the spoil of them for a prey. The copy of the writing for a commandment to be given in every province was published to all people, that they should be ready against that day. The posts went out, being hastened by the king's commandment. And the decree was given in Shushan the palace, and the king and Haman sat down to drink. But the city Shushan was perplexed.
Yes, you see the 13th day, you know, 13th family, you know, the wicked families, you know, this was the, you know, they have a plan to destroy the Christians, you know, but praise God, God is going to fight on our behalf. So Sister Ingrid, chapter 4, go ahead. Read.
Amen. I'd like to make a quick comment too about the Jesus talked about the parable of the wheat and the tares, and how this country was founded on Christian principles. But in the very beginning, there was also the Freemasonry. Satan came in and sowed his seed of tares in the very beginning, and they're becoming obvious, and it's now the time of the harvest, and the wheat and the tares are obvious, and the tares are going to be taken out in Jesus' name.
Amen. The tares are going to be gathered first. Amen. Amen. Glory to Jesus. That's wonderful. That's what Jesus
said. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. Chapter 4, Esther. When Mordecai perceived that all that was done, Mordecai rent his clothes. He tore his clothing and put on sackcloth with ashes and went out into the midst of the city and cried with a loud and bitter cry and came even before the king's gate, For none might enter into the king's gate clothed with sackcloth. And in every province, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came, there was great mourning among the Jews, and fasting and weeping and wailing. And many lay in sackcloth and ashes. So Esther's maids, you know, it says that when we humble ourselves before the Lord, he will lift us up. This is so important. We need to humble ourselves before the Lord. So Esther's maids and her chamberlains came and told her. Then the queen was exceedingly grieved, and she sent raiment to clothe Mordecai and to take away his sackcloth from him, but he received it not. You know, the word comfort, we think it means warm fuzzies, but it doesn't. It means calm, means with, fort means strength. It means to give strength to someone who is depressed or in a weakened condition. It doesn't mean you take away the suffering. That's real comfort. But see, Mordecai did not receive the warm fuzzies. He was looking for comfort from God, strength from God.
The real comfort.
The real comfort. So then Esther called for Hathach, one of the king's chamberlains, whom he had appointed to attend upon her, and gave him a commandment to Mordecai to know what it was and why it was. So Hathach went forth to Mordecai to the street of the city, which was before the king's gate. And Mordecai told him of all that had happened to him and of the sum of money that Haman had promised to pay to the king's treasuries for the Jews to destroy them. We have people in our government who are receiving money from foreign powers.
From China.
Yeah. There are 20 of our United States governors who are listed as members of a certain party. And the governor of my state is one of them. They're on the take.
From Nevada. You're from Nevada.
Yes. Yes, I'm from Reno, Nevada.
Go ahead.
The sum of money promised to pay to the king's treasuries for the Jews to destroy them. You know, it's not so much about us being conservatives. It's about us having Christian values, pro-life, pro-family, standing for God's ordained purpose for society. That's what they hate, and that's what they want to wipe out.
Those who are watching us on Facebook, I will very much encourage you to please join us on Zoom meetings, and we can post our link on Zoom meeting of Zoom meetings, and also you can go on our YouTube live praying for the world / Pastor Michael Massey. So please go and check us out, and also like and share and subscribe to our YouTube channel. So praise God. Although we're not really relying on YouTube, because YouTube is going really, really bad. You know, a number of times they removed my posts, you know, and number of times the same thing happened to me on Facebook. So don't worry. God is going to give us the media. Very soon we will have our own medias.
Amen.
God is going to raise a Christian media very soon. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Verse 8. Also, he gave him the copy of the writing of the decree that was given at Shushan to destroy them, to show it to Esther, and to declare it to her, and to charge her that she should go into the king to make supplication unto him, and to make request before him for her people. And Hathach came and told Esther the words of Mordecai. Again, Esther spake to Hathach and gave him commandment to Mordecai. All the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces do know that whosoever, whether man or woman, shall come to the king into the inner court who is not called, there is one law of his to put him to death, except such to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter that he may live. But I have not been called to come into the king in these last 30 days. And they told to Mordecai Esther's words. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, don't think within yourself that you will escape in the king's house any more than the rest of the Jews. For if you altogether hold your peace at this time, then there shall enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place.
Hallelujah.
Your father's house shall be destroyed. And who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this.
I mean, this is so powerful. I really, really praise God. You know, God gave us this passion of fasting and praying 3 days fast. Like my wife, you know, she have fasted. you know, many times, almost 13 plus times, she had fasted for 3 days and three nights, no food, no water. So I really believe we may be a little part what God is doing so big in this nation.
Amen.
But praise God for that little part which we are playing and encouraging brothers and sisters. This is a time, and who knows that God allows us. I mean, he allowed us, you know, I can tell you that, you know, we came in this nation, in this country. We did not, you know, even pay the visa fee for four of us. No visa fee we gave to get the visa for United States of America. Mm-hmm. We didn't even purchase the plane tickets. The plane tickets were given to us. God brought those plane tickets. We did not spend any money to come to U.S. Praise God. People spend tons of money. People use so many wicked ways to come to United States. But we, you know, God brought us.
Amen.
Mighty power. You know, and who knows that we have arisen for such a time as this. Praise God. And that's why we're doing.
Hallelujah.
Do our little part, what we can do, you know, for this land, because we love this nation. Many times I have told my American brothers and sisters, I love United States of America more than you guys love this nation. They say, how come? I say, you know, you have not seen any kind of persecution. You always, you know, have been free. And I have faced the persecution. You know, I did not have a freedom of speech, freedom of religion. And in this nation, we have a freedom of speech, freedom of religion, but they want to take this away, as you have seen, you know, on Google, as you have seen on a YouTube, as you have seen on a Facebook, as you have seen on a Twitter, anything you like to post, you know, the truth. You know, if you're trying to put a truth on a Facebook and the truth on a YouTube, a truth on a Twitter, they want to remove it. That's what is happening. And this is the time for us to protect this land. Amen. And we're not standing for any party. We're not standing for Republicans. We are not standing for Democrats. We are standing and praying for this country, for our country, for our people, for our children and their children, up to many nations and many generations, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Praise God. It's not about Republicans or Democrats. It's not about Donald Trump or Joe Biden. It's about the United States of America. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what we very important to God. God wants to protect, and he will use the person he have chosen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Go ahead, sister.
Praise God. So Esther gets this stern word from Mordecai, and that was, you know, Esther was kind of in a weakened condition. She was kind of like, but I'm afraid to go into the king. But Mordecai's word was a word of real comfort to her, because it gave her the strength and the motivation she needed to do what needed to be done. That's the kind of, you know, we don't always want to hear the truth, but that truth is what's going to set us free. Hallelujah. So Esther was strengthened by Mordecai's response, and she said, go. She said, go tell Mordecai, go. Gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan and fast for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise. And so I will go in to the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. She was strengthened to face death. Chapter 5. Now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king's house, over against the king's house. And the king sat upon his royal throne in the royal house, over against the gate of the house. And it was so, when the king saw Esther the queen standing in the court, that she obtained favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter.
That's what's going to happen when we will
see
God. That's what's going to happen when we will pray and fast. We're going to see the hand of God is going to be stretched toward us for blessing, for peace, for protection, for prosperity, for abundance. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare a decree. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The Lord. And the king said to her, what wilt thou, Queen Esther? And what is thy request? It shall be even given thee to the half of the kingdom. And Esther answered, if it seem good to the king, let the king and Haman come this day to the banquet that I have prepared for him. Oh, a trap is being set. Oh boy, oh boy. Let's read.
That's exactly what is happening.
Yes. The king said, cause Haman to make haste that he may do as Esther has said. So the king and Haman came to the banquet that Esther had prepared. And the king said to Esther at the banquet of wine, what is thy petition? And it shall be granted thee. What is thy request? Even to the half of the kingdom it shall be performed. Then answered Esther and said, my petition and request is, if I found favor in the sight of the king, and if it please the king to grant my petition and to perform my request, let the king and Haman come to the banquet that I shall prepare for them, and I will do tomorrow as the king hath said. And went Haman forth that day joyful and with a glad heart. But when Haman saw Mordecai in the king's gate, that he did not stand up nor move for him, he was full of indignation against Mordecai. Nevertheless, Haman refrained himself. He came home, he sent and called for his friends and Zeresh his wife. And Haman told them of the glory of his riches and the multitude of his children and all the things wherein the king had promoted him and how he had advanced him above all the princes and servants of the king. Haman said, moreover, yea, Esther the queen did let no man come in with the king to the banquet that she prepared, but myself. And tomorrow I am invited to her also with the king. Yet all this avails me nothing, so long as I see Mordecai the Jew sitting in the king's gate. Then Zeresh, his wife, oh boy, bad advice here.
Yes.
Friend said to him.
Not the bad wife, she gave a bad advice.
She was not a good helper.
Yes.
Let a gallows be made 50 cubits high, and tomorrow speak to the king that Mordecai may be hanged thereon. And then go in merrily with the king to the banquet. And the thing pleased Haman. He caused the gallows to be made. He set a trap for himself, folks. Chapter 6, on that night, could not the king sleep?
Can I say something here? You know, if you're a single and seeking to be married, pray that God will send the right spouse for you, right partner, not just a partner, just the right one, the godly one who will give you the good advice, the godly advice, not just the, you know, the bad advice. Amen.
Amen. The king couldn't sleep. He commanded to bring the book of the records of the Chronicles, and they were read before the king. Yeah, that sounds like I probably put me to sleep too. And it was found written that Mordecai had told of Bigthan and Teresh, two of the king's chamberlains, the keepers of the door, who sought to lay hand on the king Ahasuerus. And the king said, what honor and dignity hath been done to Mordecai for this? And said the king's servants that ministered to him, there's nothing done for him. And the king said, who's in the court? Now Haman had come into the outward court of the king's house to speak to the king about hanging Mordecai on the gallows that he had prepared for him. And the king's servants said to him, behold, Haman stands in the court. And the king said, let him come in. So Haman came in. The king said to him, what shall be done to the man whom the king delights to honor? Now Haman thought in his heart, well, who would the king delight to honor more than myself? And Haman answered the king, for the man whom the king delights to honor, let the royal apparel be brought, which the king used to wear, and the horse that the king rides upon, and the crown royal which is set on his head, and let this apparel and horse be delivered to the hand of one of the king's most noble princes, that they may array the man withal whom the king delights to honor, and bring him on horseback through the street of the city, and proclaim before him, thus shall it be done to the man whom the king delights to honor. And the king said to Haman, great idea, hurry, take the apparel, the horse, as you have said, and do this for Mordecai the Jew that sits in the king's gate. Let nothing fail of all that you have spoken. And Haman took the apparel and the horse and arrayed Mordecai and brought him on horseback through the street of the city and proclaimed before him, "Thus shall it be done to the man whom the king delights to honor." And Mordecai came again to the king's gate, but Haman hurried to his house mourning and having his head covered. And Haman told Zeresh, his wife, and all his friends everything that had befallen him. Then said his wise men and Zeresh, his wife, to him, "If Mordecai be of the seed of the Jews, before whom thou hast begun to fall, you shall not prevail against him, but you shall surely fall before him."
We are the seed of God Almighty. His seed is sown in us, and the word, and the Bible says, you know, to whom, you know, those who believe in Jesus Christ, he has given them to be called the sons of God. Praise God. And we have his seed in us, praise God. And we are his seed. And everyone must fall, every devil, every demon must bow down before us in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess in the name of Jesus Christ, because Jesus lives in us, and anything, any demon or devil is going to bow before us, not because of us, but because of Jesus who is in us. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen.
More than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
The Bible tells us, you know, go trample the snakes, a scorpion, overcome every power of the enemy.
Amen.
Everything is going to be defeated before us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead, sister.
Okay, verse 14, last verse of the chapter. And while they were yet talking with him, came the king's chamberlains and hasted to bring Haman to the banquet that Esther had prepared.
Okay, carry on.
So I continue.
Yes, please.
Okay, chapter 7. So the king and Haman came to the banquet with Esther the queen. And the king said again to Esther on the second day at the banquet of wine, "What is thy petition, Queen Esther? And it shall be granted thee. What is thy request? And it shall be performed, even to the half of the kingdom." And Esther the queen answered and said, "If I have found favor in thy sight, O king, and if it please the king, let my life be given me at my petition, and my people at my request. For we are sold, I and my people, to be destroyed, to be slain, and to perish. But if we have been sold for bondmen and bondwomen, I would have held my tongue, although the enemy could not countervail the king's damage." And the king Ahasuerus answered and said to Esther the queen, "Who is he, and where is he, that dares to presume in his heart to do so?" And Esther said, "The adversary and the enemy is this wicked Haman."
Amen.
"Was afraid before the king and the queen. And the king, arising from the banquet of wine in his wrath, went to the palace garden. And Haman stood up to make request for his life to Esther the queen, for he saw there was evil determined against him by the king. Then the king returned out of the palace garden into the place of the banquet of wine, and Haman was fallen upon the bed whereon Esther was. Then said the king, 'Will he force the queen also before me in the house?' As the word went out of the king's mouth, they covered Haman's face. And Harbona, one of the chamberlains, said before the king, 'Behold also the gallows, 50 cubits high, which Haman made for Mordecai, who had spoken good for the king, is standing in the house of Haman.' Then the king said, 'Hang him on it.' So they hanged Haman on the gallows which he had prepared for Mordecai. Then was the king's wrath pacified." Hallelujah.
Keep on reading if you can.
Okay, it just keeps getting better. Chapter 8. God. On that day did King Ahasuerus give the house of Haman, the Jew's enemy, to Esther the queen. And Mordecai came before the king, for Esther had told what he was to her. And the king took off his ring, which he had taken from Haman, and gave it to Mordecai. What a turnaround. Mordecai gets Haman's position. Oh, let the Mordecais arise to replace the wicked in our government.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And Esther spake yet again before the king and fell down at his feet and besought him with tears to put away the mischief of Haman the Agagite and his device that he had devised against the Jews. Then the king held out the golden scepter toward Esther, So Esther arose and stood before the king and said, if it please the king, and if I have found favor in his sight, and the things seem right before the king, and I be pleasing in his eyes. Look at her humility. Look at her humility. And look at how she gets favor because of her humility. Praise God. Let it be written to reverse the letters devised by Haman, the son of Hammedatha the Agagite. Now, Haman's dead, but his deeds live on, and they have to be undone. Which he wrote to destroy the Jews which are in the king's provinces. For how can I endure to see the evil that shall come unto my people? Or how can I endure to see the destruction of my kindred? Then the king Ahasuerus said to Esther the queen and to Mordecai the Jew, behold, I've given Esther the house of Haman, and him they've hanged upon the gallows because he laid his hand upon the Jews. Write ye also for the Jews as it pleases you in the king's name, and see yes, the king's
you reign. You cannot change the law, but you can make another law.
There you go.
Praise God.
A new but executive God order.
He's going to prove it.
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead.
Okay. Seal it with the king's ring, for the writing which is written in the king's name and sealed with the king's ring may no man reverse. Then were the king's scribes called at that time in the third month, that is the third month, the month Sivan, on the 23rd day thereof. And it was written according to all that Mordecai commanded to the Jews, to the lieutenants and the deputies and the rulers of the provinces, which are from India to Ethiopia, 127 provinces, to every province according to the writing thereof, to every people after their language, and to the Jews according to their writing and according to their language. And he wrote in the king Ahasuerus' name and sealed it with the king's ring and sent letters by posts on horseback and riders on mules, camels, and young dromedaries, wherein the king granted the Jews, which were in every city, to gather themselves together and to stand for their life, to destroy, to slay, and to cause to perish all the power of the people. He gave them the right to defend themselves and the province that would assault them, both little ones and women, and to take the spoil of them for a prey. Upon one day in all the provinces of King Ahasuerus, namely on the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month Adar, the copy of the writing for a commandment to be given in every province that was published to all people, and that the Jews should be ready against that day to avenge themselves on their enemies. So the posts that rode upon the mules and camels went out, being hastened and pressed on by the king's commandment, and the decree was given at Shushan the palace. And Mordecai went out from the presence of the king in royal apparel of blue and white, with a great crown of gold and with a garment of fine linen and purple. And the city of Shushan rejoiced and was glad. There will be gladness and rejoicing when the righteous are restored to positions of authority in this nation, who cannot be corrupted or bribed, who will not pervert justice. The Jews had light and gladness and joy and honor, and in every province and in every city, wherever the king's commandment and his decree came, the Jews had joy and gladness, a feast, and a good day. You know, after the fast, there will come a feast.
Yes, praise God. That's exactly Amen. What we read in a Psalm 21. The crown was yes. praised. So praise God. Good clothing. Everything is coming.
And many of the people of the land became Jews, for the fear of the Jews fell upon them. When people see how good God really is, and not the weak thing represented by much of Christianity in our nation, when people see the real God, they're going to want him.
Because and the Bible tells us
God is good.
The Bible tells us the people all over the world, they'll be afraid of you because you're called by my name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Jesus. God is good to those who honor him, who reverence him, who fear him.
Amen.
And stand for what he stands for what is good and right.
Amen.
You know, we're not perfect. We'll make mistakes along the way, but God's mercy will never be taken from us.
Amen.
Chapter David, 9.
You want to read chapter 9?
Chapter 9. Now, in the 12th month, that is the month Adar, on the 13th day.
This is the 12th month. Okay, by the way. Right now, this is the 12th month.
Yeah.
The government. That's a number of good government. Last night, I was about to sleep and I saw that on my clock, 12:12. I said, double government. So praise God. The righteous government is coming. Glory to thee. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to Jesus. Go ahead.
Hallelujah.
David, you want to read chapter 9? Can David read?
Yes.
David, go ahead.
Okay, chapter 9. Now in the 12th month, that is the month Adar, on the 13th day of the same, when the king's commandment and his decree drew near to be put in execution, in the day that the enemies of the Jews hoped to have power over them, though it was turned to the contrary, that the Jews had rule over them that hated them. Jews gathered themselves together in their cities throughout all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus to lay hand on such as sought their hurt, and no man could withstand them, for the fear of them fell upon all people. And all the rulers of the provinces and lieutenants and the deputies and officers of the king helped the Jews because the fear of Mordecai fell upon them. For Mordecai was great in the king's house, and his fame went out throughout all the provinces. For this man Mordecai waxed greater and greater. Thus the Jews smote all their enemies with the stroke of the sword and slaughter and destruction, and did what they would to those that hated them. And in Shushan the palace, the Jews slew and destroyed 500 men, and Parshandatha and Dalphon and Espatha, and Paratha and Adalia and Eridatha, and Parmashta and Arisai and Aridai and Bazazatha, the 10 sons of Haman, the sons of Hammedatha, the enemy of the Jews, slew they, but on the spoil laid they not their hand. On that day, the number of those that were slain in Shushan the palace was brought before the king. And the king said to Esther the queen, "The Jews have slain and destroyed 500 men in Shushan the palace, and the 10 sons of Haman. What have they done in the rest of the king's provinces? Now what is your petition, and it shall be granted you? Or what is your request further, and it shall be done?" Then said Esther, "If it please the king, let it be granted to the Jews which are in Shushan to do tomorrow also according to this day's decree, and let Haman's 10 sons be hanged upon the gallows." And the king commanded it so to be done. And the decree was given at Shushan, and they hanged Haman's 10 sons. For the Jews that were in Shushan gathered themselves together on the 14th day also of the month Adar, and slew 300 men at Shushan, but on the prey they laid not their hand. But the other Jews that were in the king's provinces gathered themselves together and stood for their lives and had rest from their enemies, and slew of their foes 75,000, but they laid not their hands on the prey. On the 13th day of the month Adar, and the 14th day of the same rested they, and made it a day of feasting and gladness. But the Jews that were at Shushan assembled together on the 13th day thereof, and on the 14th thereof, and on the 15th day of the same they rested, and made it a day of feasting and gladness. Therefore the Jews of the villages that dwelt in the unwalled towns made the 14th day of the month Adar a day of gladness and feasting, and a good day, and ascending portions one to another. And Mordecai wrote these things, and sent letters to all the Jews that were in all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus, both nigh and far, to establish this among them, that they should keep the 14th day of the month Adar and the 15th day of the same yearly, as the days wherein the Jews rested from their enemies, and the month which was turned to them from sorrow to joy, and from mourning into a good day, that they should make them days of feasting and joy, and of sending portions one to another and gifts to the poor. And the Jews undertook to do as they had begun, and as Mordecai had written to them. Because Haman, the son of Hammedatha the Agagite, the enemy of all the Jews, had devised against the Jews to destroy them, and had cast pur, that is the lot, to consume them and to destroy them. But when Esther came before the king, he commanded by letters that his wicked device, which he devised against the Jews, should return upon his own head, that he and his son shall be hanged on the gallows. Therefore they called these days Purim, after the name of Pur. Therefore, for all the words of this letter, and that which they had seen concerning this matter, and which had come to them, the Jews ordained and took upon them, and upon their seed, and upon all such as joined themselves to them, so as it should not fail, that they would keep these 2 days according to their writing and according to their appointed time every year, and that these days should be remembered and kept throughout every generation, every family, every province, and every city, and that these days of Purim should not fail from among the Jews, nor the memorial of them perish from their seed. Then Esther the queen, the daughter of Abihail and Mordecai the Jew, wrote with all authority to confirm the second letter of Purim. And he sent the letters to all the Jews to the 127 provinces of the kingdom of Ahasuerus with words of peace and truth, to confirm these days of Purim in their times appointed, according as Mordecai the Jew and Esther the queen had enjoined them, and as they had decreed for themselves and for their seed, the matters of the fastings and their cry. And the decree of Esther confirmed these matters of Purim, and it was written in the book.
Amen. Do you know what she said? Letter of peace and truth. That's what we are praying for. The peace and truth will prevail in this land. And there's something God is just placing upon my heart. You know, get your fireworks. Amen. And we're going to be celebrating. And the Lord is showing to me also that the 2021 July 4th is going to be something totally different. You have not celebrated that July 4th ever before. This is going to be so wonderful, so great, so powerful, as it has not been celebrated before in the past. So praise God, glory to Jesus. And here's a few lines of the chapter 10. And the king Ahasuerus laid a tribute upon the land and upon the isles of the sea, and all the acts of his power and his might, and the declaration of the greatness of Mordecai, by which the king advanced him, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the king of Media and Persia? For Mordecai the Jew was next to the king Ahasuerus, and the great among the Jews, and accepted by the multitude of his brothers, seeking good for his people. That's why we are gathered, seeking good for the United States of America. We're seeking good for the Christians. We're seeking good for the moral people, the good people, those who love this nation. And that's why we're asking you to please join us in fast and pray Esther's fast on the 29th, 30th, and 31st of this month. Please, you can do it before, but this is a special fasting that God is going to turn the Haman's plot against Haman. You know what he did against the Jewish people? God is going to turn it around and going to bring it on Haman. So praise God, glory to Jesus. So and we going to remember, we going to tell our children and their children and their children for many, many generations what happened in 2020. And this election will be taught in the history books. This election will be taught in the universities. You know, what happened and how God intervened and how people, you know, all over the world, they stood up and prayed. And God of the heaven, he intervened and deliver and give us the second chance. So we praise God. Hallelujah. It will be remembered. It will be remembered, my brothers and sisters. We just praise Jesus. We praise Jesus. We praise Jesus. So this is a time for us to pray. This is a time for us to seek God. This is a time for us to be on our knees and pray, 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 pray. And as the word of God says, if my people, those who call by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face, I will hear them from heaven and forgive their sins and heal the land. And remember, God says, for I know the plan I have for thee, the plan to prosper thee, not to harm thee, but give you hope and future. Praise God. And the word of God says, heavens and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. God honors his word more than any of his name. So it's very, very important for us to understand God's love, his word. His word cannot be changed. What he has promised, you know, he will make it happen. What we need to do. His word cannot change. God cannot change. What, who has to be changed? We have to be changed. Praise God. We need to be changed. Once we are changed, you know, and be what he says in Romans chapter 12, you know, Romans chapter 12, therefore, I urge you, brothers, through the compassion of God, to present your bodies holy, living offering, pleasing to God, your spiritual service, and stop being conformed to this age. But you must, from the inside, continually be changed into another form. God cannot change. His word cannot be changed. Who has to be changed? Us has to be changed. And what happens? Pray and fast change us from inside out. Praise God, along with the word of God. Three things gonna change us. The word of God, prayer, and fasting will change us and prepare us to be in that place, to be in that position, to fight and win. Fight and win. Win, win, win. We're going to win big. So praise God. And remember, no weapon has formed against you shall be prosper. And the tongue whichever be used against you will condemn it. So we're going to condemn every tongue in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So let's rejoice and be glad and know for sure. You know, Bible tells us the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord is our shepherd. He is our shepherd. We will lack nothing. He causes us to lie down in the green pastures. He takes us to the still waters. He restores our souls. He helps to walk on the path of righteousness for his own name's sake. Even if we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, right now we are walking through the valley of the shadow of death. You know, the dark winter they talk about, okay? We are walking through this dark winter. But remember, the light is going to come. You know, Bible says, you know, even if you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but we will not be afraid because you are with us, your rod and your staff, they comfort us. That's what is going to happen. You know, you lay table before us in the presence of our enemies. So our enemy is going to be defeated. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. And what's going to happen? You anoint our heads with the oil. Praise God. God is going to anoint us. Anointing is going to be so powerful as never before. And you know, you anoint us with the oil. And our cups are, you know, running over. It's going to be so much anointing upon our lives that our lives gonna be really powerful, and we're gonna see those signs and wonders and miracles happening and taking place in and through our lives. We just praise Jesus. We praise Jesus, and we will live in the house of God. So now, you know, in those days, it was different, but we are now the house of God. Praise God, and God lives in us. So let's pray. Father, we thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your word cannot be changed. You cannot change. So Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. It is us to be changed. And this morning, as we come in your presence, we repent from all of our sins. I repent from all of my sins, all the sins I have committed against you, knowingly or unknowingly, consciously or unconsciously. I ask you to forgive me all of my sins. Lord God, wash me and my family with your precious and holy blood. Wash these brothers and sisters, those who are watching us, Lord, on YouTube or Facebook, Lord, wash all of them. Wash our president and his wife and their family members with your precious and holy blood. And cover all of us with your blood right now. Master, have mercy upon us. And as we come back to you, Lord God, seek your face. We turn away from our wicked ways. And we ask you to forgive all of our sins. And hear us from heaven and heal this land. Heal this land. Heal this land, Lord God. Because your word says, if my people, those who call by my name, humble themselves. To be humble means praying and repenting and fasting. So we do, Lord God. So this morning, as we are seeking your face, we ask you to have mercy upon us. Lord, we love you. We praise you, Lord God. And we believe what we have read. That's exactly what's going to happen. You going to whatever the Haman have done against your people, Lord, in this nation, Lord, it's going to fall back on Haman's head in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we're going to be victorious. We're going to be powerful. We're going to be successful. We're going to be prosper. We're going to be healthy. And this nation is going to be once again a mighty tower in the world that the world will see how God has blessed this nation. Once again, this nation will send missionaries all over the world to preach the gospel. Once again, this nation will be funding the gospel around the world. We thank you, Lord. We just praise you. In Jesus' most powerful, mighty, and awesome name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. If any one of you like to pray, please go ahead. You know, and if not, we're going to close this meeting. Amen. So please don't forget to join us on Zoom meeting every day from 5 to 7, you know. So we will every morning, you know, it'll be from morning. And you can, if you don't want to show your face, I know early in the morning, it's very difficult and not to come on in front of the camera. You can even call in with your cell phone, with your landline. So your face will not be shown, but your voice, that's all we need, your voice. Amen. Praise God. And if you can, you know, come, praise God, that'll be wonderful. So we're going to pray. We're going to pray. We're going to pray. You know, the word push. We're going to pray until something happen and something good is going to happen. Praise God. God bless you. We love you. Amen. Enjoy the rest of the day. Praise God. Hallelujah.